Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 18, we were talking about the grief of the merchants and the shipmasters as the great city burned. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And that takes us into verses 17 through 19, where he says, "And every shipmaster, and all the company in ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads, and cried, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate." Now we see the shipmasters are also crying. Until the midpoint of the tribulation, shipping may be a good investment. But with those hailstones that strike the waters and other things that happen, then that's the time to get out of it if you're alive and you're still here. In the tribulation. And isn't verse 19 very interesting? Because here they are casting dust on their heads, they're weeping and they're wailing. And this is the abundance of their heart. And they're carrying on as we have seen those in the Middle East will carry on that particular fashion in which they do it for a funeral. And to these shipmasters, the dearest thing to their heart has passed away. You see, my friend, Rome's influence is worldwide. The images, clothing, and so much more is sent out to these countries as the merchants make them and send them out for the Vatican. The shipmasters have plenty of places to go to carry these goods. Now, all is lost. Now, it's interesting to me that one writer opined that it's possibly could be New York City, this mystery Babylon, since it seems to fit commercial Babylon in its worldwide effect on the economy. Well, my friend, because you can't understand it, does not mean the Bible is wrong, or said something wrong, or means something else. For an example, they used to talk about the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 that are killed, and they lay in the street 3.5 days, and the whole world sees them. And many commentators back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, said this would be representatives from all the nations that would be gathered there and would see these two men lying in that street. Well, we know now with satellite TV, the whole world can see it. And they are so depraved, they'll even send gifts one to another. And we think that we're a civilized society. But I'm just saying as well, that because you don't understand how this could be both a religious and a commercial Babylon, that the same one as chapter 17 is chapter 18, because you can't completely understand it, and it doesn't fit your reasoning, doesn't mean that it's wrong, okay? You need to let the Bible interpret, and instead of you trying to interpret what the Bible should say. They also see the smoke of her burning, but we're told they're standing afar off. You see, my friend, they're not sorry for the loss of their religion. Rather, they're sorry for the loss of money, and that for which they trusted as their security, their stability. And by the way, It makes me wonder, after the rapture and there is a time of economic instability and there are problems in this world, will Rome be able to, in some way, have advice and give direction that helps financially in conjunction with the Antichrist? Now, I don't know that. That's only a thought. But it's something to think about. Now, since the beast seems to set up his image in Revelation 13, and all the world must worship him, and it's at the midpoint of the tribulation, as Jesus taught, and the book of Daniel shows us that he would set up this image, perhaps this destruction of Mystery Babylon happens around the middle part of the tribulation, and not near the end of it, as so many seem to indicate. Well, there's crying, there's smoke, and there's woe. What an end the world has to its cunningly devised fables that avoid the will and way of God's Word. But we see then the prophecy's contrast in verses 20 through 24. First of all, heaven is told to rejoice over her. Now, that makes us wonder, why would heaven be told to rejoice over her? Well, let's read our text there, verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Well, when we get to Revelation 19, we'll see the voice of much people in heaven shouting, Alleluia to God for his righteous judgments on this great whore. And about her smoke ascending up forever and ever. In other words, there's no restoration to this so-called eternal city or this system. And they cry, Amen and Alleluia. How awful was the persecution against the church? You think of the martyrs down through the ages and those that have died at the hands of Hindus and Islam and Shinto and the 60 million during the Inquisition by Rome. You think of Christians who were put to death by communism. You think of Christians who were put to death in communist China and North Korea and then in the Islamic republics. And you think of people like that, and then you think of these beheaded during the tribulation period. Well, now, God is avenging every one of them. What has happened is true, and it's righteous altogether. The souls under the altar are now shouting glory. The ones beheaded for the testimony of Christ and the Word of God are rejoicing. And all of heaven, with its martyrs down through the ages, give the high praise of Alleluia. Our sorrow is turned to joy. Oh, but their joy on the world, their joy of mystery Babylonianism, is forever vanquished. You see, mystery Babylon had shed the blood of these saints like it was water. But the vengeance of God, though it seemed to suffer and slumber long, will awaken. And when it does, every upright soul will justify God when he visits in his wrath the great whore of the ages, who is the mother of all the abominations of the earth. You know, my friend, I wonder if the blood at Armageddon, we find that it flows to the horse's bridle, and for a space of 1,600 furlongs, which is somewhere between 160 and 200 miles. And I wonder, in that we're told that God here, in verse 20, hath avenged you on her, if that blood flowing so far and so deep is indicative of all the blood that was shed against the people of God in the last 6,000 years. You see, God is just, and his judgment is sure. Now, notice the finality and totality on this wicked system in verses 21 through 23. It says, "And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." Now, there are six no more in these verses. I think Henry Morris, in his notes, makes a very great observation about this passage. He says, "It seems Christ, in Matthew 18:6, said it would be better to have a millstone hung around the neck and drowned in the sea than to offend one of these little ones that believe in me." Oh, but Mystery Babylon is the greatest offender of all. Her false religion, from the time many of these were just babes, has so influenced them and deceived them that they march headlong into disaster. And the false religious system will be responsible for multitudes going to hell. Don't miss it once again. This book we study is often called the Book of Revelation. But first and foremost, keep it in mind that it is a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here it shows His holiness, His justness, and His righteousness. He's the God of the universe, and He's pouring out His wrath, and righteously so. And isn't it interesting how verse 22 points out those that it affects? Music, craft, millstone. The music tells us the entertainment industry, yea, even the entertainment industry in religion, is destroyed. Now, friend, God hates religious entertainment, and I make no apology for that statement. Making His worship little better than a secular concert, having the same sound with just a few different words, as long as they don't offend anybody, doesn't make it right or good.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.